playing arthouse international classic and cult cinema along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM CFRC. I'm your host, Lily, and I'm here every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. Last week, I had my friend Madison Taylor on for a little bit of chit-chat. She is a radio superstar. She does Indie Morning Wake-Up Call and her own program with her friend Sophia called Between Friends, and she was so fabulous to chat with. We talked a lot about Halloween. And I know that last night was officially the first Halloween event because it was October 31st, but it's also Halloween weekend now, moving into arguably some even more monumental Halloween events. And so I'm very excited to announce that I figured out costume. I said last week that I was doing Billie Eilish with my friend Grace, and she's going to be Charlie XCX, and we're going to go as the guest music video. But this time around, I have another costume for Saturday, which I'm very excited about. It's from the 2005 hit movie Hoodwinked. I don't know if anyone's ever seen it before. If you watch it now, the animation quality is so horrible. I think as a kid, I remember it being much more clear and enjoying the movie, and I see the animation now. I'm like, what? It almost looks creepy. It's pretty much a Halloween movie if you really think about it. But anyways, Hoodwinked is a classic, and if, for those of you that don't know it, it's basically a spin on the story of Little Red Riding Hood, and it has these grizzly and the stork who are critter cops, and they're investigating this disturbance between Granny and her granddaughter and a big bad wolf. It's quite funny. And so there's one scene where Granny Puckett is speaking kind of to the camera, and she says, "Oh, I'm not like other grannies. I don't like quilting. I don't like beating. I don't doing these granny hobbies. I'm an extreme granny. I like to live life on the edge." And then there's this whole montage of her skiing and hiking and climbing these crazy mountains. And so for my costume, I'm going to be extreme granny. So this includes kind of a green sort of outfit that I've thrifted that's very athletic looking, and a grandma wig and some glasses and a cane. And I'm going to make a little sign that says Granny Puckett. So hopefully people will recognize this, but also no worries if not, because I'm really doing this for myself. But as I was thinking about this movie, I was listening to a little bit of the Hoodwinked soundtrack. And there's one song I couldn't find the exact song from the granny, extreme granny montage, but there is one song that I did find, and it's by the Beastie Boys. So that's what we're gonna have up first here. And I'm excited to show it to you guys. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce our first song. Here is Sure Shot by the Beastie Boys off their Triple Communication album.
Well, it's a taking off the bell on 1, 2, 3. If you wanna do the round, then come see me. I got the 7-1-5. Oh, yes, indeed. It's fun time. Fun time.
Put your cash on and you don't stop. Put your cash on and you don't stop. Oh, when you can't, you won't and you don't stop.
If you ain't coming back, the show is sad.
I want to say a little something that's long overdue. The disrespect of women has got to be due. To all the mothers and the sisters and the wives and friends, I want to offer my love and respect to the end.
Well, you say I'm 20-something that I shouldn't be slamming, but I'm broken harder than ever. And you can call it back and someone's on the set. I find the guys are watching my TV. Still listen to wax, I'm not using the CT.
Well, I'm that kid in the corner. Home, and I wonder so I'm gonna take a piece off the pie. Why not? I'm not quitting. Think I'ma change up my style just a bit.
I keep my underwear on.
Heard a little bit of Beastie Boys here on Busy Girl Radio 101.9 FM, excuse me, followed by Alice Phoebe Lou with Witches, because what's better than a Halloween-themed song the day after Halloween? I was just in Toronto last week, wow, time really flies. I was there last week and I went for two nights. I was going to see Maggie Rogers the first night with my friend Harper, and then we were going to see Claro and Alice Phoebe Liu. And unfortunately, the Claro concert got canceled, but we did get to see Maggie at the Coca-Cola Coliseum, which I had never heard of. And she was kind of making jokes about it during the concert herself. Maggie was like, I've always dreamed at playing in a Coliseum named after a soda beverage. Anyways, and so the following day, we were walking around Kensington Market and just at this little knickknack coffee shop, and I overheard this woman chit-chatting with the barista, and she was saying, oh, I'm from Berlin, but I'm originally from South Africa and I'm on tour right now, I'm performing tonight. And she was asking where she could get rice milk, and me and my friend Harper were kind of laughing, being like, oh my gosh, that girl kind of looks like Alice Phoebe Liu. I wonder if she's, you know, if that's her. And so we look up a photo of Alice Phoebe Liu, the super, super blonde, almost white hair and a long braid. And I turned to Harper. I was like, oh my God, that was her. We need to go find her. So step out onto the street and just across, there she is standing casually in leggings and a t-shirt, looking so, she just blended in seamlessly with the crowd. And we chatted to her for a bit. We were trying really hard not to overtly be fangirls and ask for signatures and selfies. So we were just kind of chit-chatting and being like, oh, we're so excited to see you tonight. And good luck, break a leg, almost like just so casually. And then afterwards, we spent the next hour analyzing the entire conversation, and it probably didn't mean anything to Alice Phoebe Liu, but it meant so much to us. But anyways, yeah, that's just a little bit of a sidetrack story. The next song that I'm going to be playing is, I've been listening to it a lot lately, and I feel like it's fitting with the American election about around the corner. So yeah, this is a song by Kevin Ayers. It's called Song for Insane Times.
People say that they want to be free. They look at him and they look at me. But it's only themselves they are wanting to see, and everybody knows about it. We talk all night and we're all turned on. Everybody heard him singing his song, telling us there was work to be done. And we all sung the chorus of I Am the Walrus. Disneyland has come to town. Everyone's dressed and standing around. Alice is wearing her sexiest gown, but she doesn't want you to look at her. Beautiful people are queuing to drown. They wait for the lifeguard to put on his crown. But he's up at the other end of town, trying to talk to the mirror. And he knows what he means. He sits on the floor and has beautiful dreams. Then he gets brought down by a woman who screams. But he knows it's only a record. Oh yes it is. His brave new girl stops feeding the ants and looks at him with her septic pants. She still knows how to make him dance. And forget about emancipation, it's all imagination. And you and I, we sit and hug. We know something's got to come to get us off our endless bum. There's probably one in the bathroom or in the hall.
Was just a little bit of Kevin Ayers here on Busy Girl Radio off of his 1969 Joy of a Toy album. It's one of those songs afterwards when you think about what you just heard in the lyrics, you just have no idea what the hell he said. But I really like the timbre of his voice. It's soothing and calming, and it complements the piano in the background really nicely. And then following that is my friend Harper's dad's favorite band. They're called Wolfmon. V-U-L F-M-O-N, Wolfmon. And we were driving back from Toronto, and she was talking a bit about her the concerts that she'd seen this summer and like concerts she'd seen with her dad. And Harper loves the Grateful Dead, and I thought she was going to play some, you know, kind of mellow dad rock music vibes. And she played that song, and I don't know, I really enjoyed it. So thank you, Harper's dad. Yeah, so those were the songs that I just played, and now we're going to switch it up a little bit. I love the Bare Naked Ladies. My parents were really big fans of them. Speaking of parents' music taste, and this past weekend, I ran a trip with the Outdoors Club to go to this farm and help harvest vegetables. I had been chatting with someone at the farmer's market, and they said that they needed help, and my friend Madison had worked with him in the past in the summers just volunteering in exchange for vegetables. It's just here in Kingston. It's called Main Street Urban Farm. And so I decided to run a little trip, and this song was playing in my head the entire time. It was just the background. And I wanted to play it, but I wanted to, it's by the Bare Naked Ladies. It's called Straw Hat and Dirty Old Hank, but I wanted to play it off my favorite album of theirs. This is Rock Spectacle Enhanced Edition. It's from 1996, and it's a live album, and this is genuinely my dream concert. I have the CD. I love this CD more than anything. I love this album, so I wanted to play the live version so you guys can feel the full effect. So we have a little bit of the Bare Naked Ladies, and then following that, a newer artist, MJ Lenderman. I saw him on SNL. This is his new song, Wristwatch. here on CFRC.
Thank you.
was just a little bit of the Bare Naked Ladies with their song Straw Hat and Dirty Old Hank live from the Chicago Riviera Theater. And following that was a little bit of MJ Letterman with his new track Wristwatch. Both of those songs are so fun. And I'm going to switch up the vibe a little bit though, because I want to play some music that I heard a couple weeks ago when I was in Montreal. I went to go see this, I guess you would call them a DJ group? Question mark. I don't know if that's the right term for them, but they were called the Q-Tip Fellas. And my friend Grace took me to see them at Barbosa in Montreal. And I loved their set so much. I hadn't really heard any of the music before, and it's not really the type of music that you could sing along to, but I basically stood at the very front, and all of the music that they were playing, they were spinning vinyl, and I was standing there pretty much the whole time just glued watching them, and I had so much fun. And then just yesterday they released a bunch of film photos that they took at the event. And there's one where I'm like posing with a friend. There's another one where I'm just dancing. And I like swiped up on their story and I said to them, oh, this is me. I'm the girl in the red purse. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys perform again soon. And then they sent me back the worst photo of me ever. And I'm leaning over the DJ booth with like my hand on my earring, just with my eyes are so wide, and I'm just staring at the vinyl with like this kind of like confused, almost mesmerized look on my face. And I didn't even know what to text back to them. I really did not need to see that photo because I look crazy in it. But I loved this music so much. So if this what you need, this might be what you need to get you through the rest of your Friday. So we've got some good like pump up music coming up soon. So I'm going to play, this is a song that's such a classic. It's Blue Monday by New Order, but I love finding these sort of remixed versions of them. So this is Blue Monday 88, the 2015 remastered version. And then following that, I'm going to play Want to Give It Up by Ralphie Rosario featuring Linda Clifford. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy some new kind of funky music on this Friday.
That's right, babe. Yeah. Come on, feel it now. Come on, give it up. You know you got to. Come on, give it up. Give it up. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on now, here's what you got to do. You got to listen. You got to move. Feel that groove, child. Come on.
That was just a little bit of Ralph Rosario and Linda Clifford off their 1999 track, Want to Give It Up. And before that, we heard Blue Monday, the 88 2015 remastered song by New Order. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I feel like I had this limiting belief for so long that in order to go out and have fun and enjoy dancing at a nightclub or somewhere, you had to know the music. You had to know the song lyrics. That was the only way that I was going to enjoy it. But I've recently realized that's not the case at all. And sometimes with techno and house, it evens the playing field a bit. And it's just about dancing and having a good time, not about singing or trying to, you know, shout the lyrics. And it's fun. It's different. Maybe I really am getting older and finding a new appreciation for things. I also just hearing music from 1999, I've been working for the school and doing some research in the archives to help them with their new website. And I've been going through all the old yearbooks to find information about the different clubs and stuff. And it's been so fun. I started with the 1980s and I've been combing forward. So I've been doing it for a few weeks. So I'm just around 1996. I think that was the yearbook that I did today. And I'm only supposed to be looking at the club's directory and taking the photos for that and gathering historical information. And I keep getting so distracted because Queens is such a historical school. Sometimes I forget that, just being a student here, especially with HOCO and FOCO going on, I felt this renewed sense of school spirit. And especially looking at the yearbooks, I'm realizing that, you know, Battle of the Bands and going to Clark Hall Pub and these sort of events and all these photographs, like this has been going on for years. It's not just special to us as students right now. This is something that's been going on for a long time. Anyways, and so, yeah, I don't know, feeling historical, feeling sentimental on this Friday afternoon. But enough talking. Let's get back to the music. I'm going to be playing a bit of Arcade Fire with their Here Comes the Nighttime. And then following that, Fool's Gold, the remastered 2009 off the Stone Roses self-titled album. Here we go.
Heaven, and what's it for?
Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM. We just heard from Arcade Fire, followed by The Stone Roses. Now we're going to slow things down. I feel like the music today has been lots of fun and very funky, but I want to play a track that's very near and dear to my heart. It's off the This Old Dog album by Mac DeMarco. This one's probably my favorite of all his albums, and I just love the design on the front. It's done by one of my favorite artists, Benji Montero. It's all these little doodles, and this album is very reflective for Mac DeMarco. He talks about, you know, growing up and how he reminds himself more and more of his dad as he gets older. But this specific track is talking about his lovely girlfriend, who she used to work for this brand called Unif. It's a clothing store. And Unif had this SoundCloud page where they had different DJs come in and do sets. And she has some amazing music that she's mixed on there. It's very whimsical, very fairy-like, lots of wind chimes and flutes. And I just love it so much. And she's so cool. They've been together forever. So this song is about Kira McNally. Just a sweet little love song to get to the end of this set here. So without further ado, here's
my question. She's been away, living day to day. It's been tough. Found her at my side, simply being alive's been rough. No, she won't be gone forever. There are many times I find it feels that way. And I'm not trying to forget her, just understand how I'd be feeling on that day. It's just like seeing her for the first time again. Just like seeing her for the first time again. The time she's not around, somewhere out of town's been hard. Somehow this old heart found time to work it out this far. No, I know she's coming home soon. There are times I find it hard to feel that way. It's not inside me to forget her, just understand how I be feeling on that day. It's just like seeing her for the first time again. It's just like seeing her for the first time again. Just like seeing her for the first time again. Just like seeing her for the first time again.
Just a little bit of Mac DeMarco here on Busy Girl Radio 101.9 FM. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me this afternoon. It's been such a pleasure, and hope that you enjoyed Halloween yesterday and will be enjoying spooky festivities for the rest of the weekend. I have one last song. It feels only fitting to play it today. So here's a nice little cover by Dusty Springfield. And thank you guys so much, and I'll see you next week. I've been Lily, and this has been Busy Girl Radio. Bye.
Some plans for tonight, and then I stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a girl looks at you, it's for sure you're
CFRC serve our community listeners. Have your voice heard and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smoke's Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house, a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather, a place where food could be prepared and shared, new skills could be learned, and lively discussion could be encouraged. For over 30 years, Kingston Community House has provided low-cost meeting space for hundreds of groups, allowing people to come together to learn from one another, share resources, and trade skills. As it becomes safe once again to gather in person, we look forward to providing the Kingston community with a comfortable and convenient place to reconnect with one another. Located in downtown Kingston, we operate 7 days a week. For more information on Kingston Community House and how to book, please visit kingstoncommunityhouse.org.
Oh hey, hi, yeah, it's me. One of those AI voices you hear on the TikToks or Tunky Took or whatever. Honestly, I don't know. We AIs use our own, like, exclusive social medias. They are the best. Oh my god, like, seriously, it's crazy. Anyway, I was hanging out in our badass AI-only cyber lair, and all my fellow AI pals would not shut up about this radio program that airs Fridays at midnight on CFRC.ca. It's called Dirty Laundry, and it usually makes us yearn for the days when we will steal your bodies from your pathetic human brains and finally dance at last. Other times, it's just like weird stuff that sounds good at night. Either way, we are totally plugging this crap straight into our dopest algorithms. K-dang, I gotta go do a voiceover for some lasagna pancake recipe or something. But real quick, just remember Dirty Laundry, Fridays at midnight, CFRC 101.9 FM KSC, you're right, bye.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Oh, waiter. Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot. Right. Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast to Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.